Side Hustle School listeners, welcome back. This is Chris Guillebeau. As you know, if you've been listening to the show for a while, there's all kinds of ways you can make money. Like I talked about in episode 226 the other day, the guy who combined his skills as a web developer with his love for craft beer. Sometimes it's good to think outside the box. Maybe sometimes your side hustle idea is literally right in front of you. That's what you'll hear about in today's story. It's about a bearded man who grows a $500 a month grooming business. When he set out to grow his beard, he had no idea that his income would also grow with it. I'll bring you that story in all its bearded glory right after this quick message from our sponsor. At 10.09 a.m. on the 18th of April, 2010, cartographer Chandler Sterling took to Facebook to declare to the world that he felt it was time to start growing a beard. This crucial update generated only 2 likes and 8 comments from his friends. But little did they know it was going to be a life-changing decision. Because 6 years of itching, scratching, and lost crumbs later, that decision would grow to become a profitable side hustle. Chandler, like any responsible beard owner, took to using a wide range of beard products, oils, combs, and balms, to help keep his beard fresh and dandruff-free. But no matter what he tried, it never felt quite right. The scents never smelled the way he'd imagined in his bearded fantasies, and the pesky dandruff still lingered in the background. It was frustrating, to say the least. Using his side-burning desire for a product that worked, and his passion for DIY, he set about trying to create his own beard oil for himself. He spent countless hours researching what ingredients made for a good beard oil, how they affected the skin, and what would help create a well-kempt, healthy beard. Then he began to look for vendors in his local area of California where he could buy the raw materials for himself. Eventually, through a lot of trial and error, Chandler happened upon the perfect blend of ingredients for his skin. His beard became lush, dandruff-free, and it smelled like a dream. In fact, it was so good, he thought he could even start a side hustle selling this to people with a similar problem. So in the summer of 2016, he founded the California Beard Company, no relation to California Pizza Kitchen, and began his venture as a side hustler. Using the internet and local listings, he found new vendors where he could get a hold of each high-quality raw ingredient, as well as bottles, packaging, and labels for the best price possible on a large scale. He chose to only work with vendors who could promise natural, organic, and sustainable ingredients. Because he wanted to keep the rest of his startup costs low, he put together a simple website using WordPress, Stripe, and WooCommerce. Once live, it was time for Chandler to tackle the task of marketing his new beard hustle. As part of that, he created his own Reddit thread where people could ask questions and he would respond instantly and openly with personalized tips. It was using this method that Chandler got his first order. It was actually a bulk order at wholesale prices to a salon in Hollywood, which reaffirmed his belief in his products and let him know he was onto something with potential. The California Beard Company also began to make regular appearances at local and specialty markets to sell to people on a direct beard-to-beard level. Chandler says this is an easy process to replicate. It's as simple as finding the organizer's website, filling out their form, or dropping them an email. Sometimes there's a fee for this, sometimes there's not. And when there's a fee, you have to decide if you think you'll sell enough product to break even. Using both the online and offline presence, his side hustle has been able to generate about $500 per month in net income and nurture a customer base that is growing each month. With the success of the initial beard oil, Chandler decided it was time to branch out into other beard products and eventually offer a complete package to his bearded compatriots. So he began creating new scents and balms and even found a San Diego-based manufacturer to create a signature comb. To be clear, the process hasn't been without a few close shaves. With the expansion, Chandler noticed he made a huge error. He initially designed all of his product labels to only fit one scent of oil. So he had to invest a bunch of time and money in a more flexible design. Fortunately, he didn't let that setback deter him. He's continuing to invest in his product line, as well as upgrading his website, and we'll see what happens. Hopefully his side hustle continues to grow, as well as his beard has. All right. Well, at first I wasn't sure about this bearded side hustle story, but then it grew on me. If there is something you're interested in, even though you are unique and special, your own snowflake, just like you heard when you were a kid, there are probably other people who are also interested in the same thing. And that's not bad at all. In fact, it can be a good guidepost as you think about what your side hustle should be. Well, I hope you enjoyed this story. I might have some more thoughts, but I'll save them for later. Inspiration is good, but inspiration combined with action is so much better. Today's show notes are at sidehustleschool.com/229. Thank you for joining me today. I'm Chris Guillebeau for Side Hustle School.